guys, welcome back to another episode. Today I really wanted to share with you guys about my first camera, my first time purchasing a camera by myself. The one that I have been previously using or used to use way back when was one that my mom had, and unfortunately that camera for the past 5 years disappeared. No longer have it. I don't know what happened to it. So it's been a bummer when we have been on trips and, you know, the iPhone camera can only go so far. It can only do so much. And I just wanted better picture quality, better videos, and just really wanted to be able to capture those moments that you just want to, after a while, you know, look back at them and enjoy them again. So, with that in mind, I asked two of my closest friends that I know love photography as well and have cameras, which one should I buy? One recommended I buy his camera, which is a Canon EOS RP mirrorless camera with RF 24 to 105mm with f of 4-7.1 lens, and cost about $1,299. So we can just round it up to $1,300 for the body and the lens, and we'll obviously what comes with the battery charger, the strip and the cover lens of the body and the cover lens of the lens itself. And then my other friend recommended the DSLR, and this one came with two lenses, one close range and the other one long range, and it was about $500. So as you can see, significantly less. And I was like, okay, but what's the difference here? So I started to compare them both, and there were a lot of differences. And I was like, you know what? This is too much for me, too much wording that I do not understand. So I started researching the differences between a DSLR camera and a mirrorless camera. And they all basically said the same thing, that the DSLR cameras are much heavier. And I was like, oof, okay, so not the best one to go to, because I want something light, something small that I could put in my purse and, you know, be able to, whenever I go walking, whenever I go traveling, be able to take it with me and not weigh like half of what I'm taking. You know, I didn't want that big equipment that would take too much space. And the mirrorless camera also, I mean, besides weighing much less than the DSLR camera, it's faster taking pictures and it's more modern and the technology is just there. So I did not go with my friend's camera because, one, the price, two, I'm just starting, so with that I didn't want to really spend, you know, that amount of money when I'm just starting to take pictures, you know. I just wanted a start. So with that, I start researching within a budget of $500 to $800 to see what I, you know, could get. And I found one that's called Canon EOS M50 Mark II mirrorless camera with a lens of 15 to 45 mm, right? And f of 3.5 to 6.3. And that one cost $700. I was like, okay, honestly, it's perfect. In the middle, the reviews from the people's was the images and the videos, they were all like, most of them were positive reviews talking about the image quality, the audio, the fact that you can take videos 4K, you know, that was something that was brought to my attention. Then the fact that you can look at the picture, the image, before you take it and see if you like it or not. It was just all there. Like, I felt that that camera, the price, the settings that it has, like specifications, just everything, it screamed camera for Izzy. So with that, I added it to my cart, and then I was just needing a memory card for my camera, because, you know, I got the camera, but how am I gonna store the pictures? So that I did have to buy on the side, you know, because the camera does not come with a memory card. So I bought one that's 190 megabytes with 128 gigabytes of storage. I thought that was a great middle. If I needed more, I would, you know, get one in the future, but I thought this was good to start with. I thought of buying a tripod, but then I thought, you know what, I wanna wait, feel the camera, how it takes pictures, the video, how I use it, you know, in my day to day. But I will definitely buy a tripod in the future, because I think it's a good investment for people that want to grow, you know, into taking pictures. So the first outing that my camera had was the boat show. And I was able to take pictures of an 80-foot sun reef called Pronto. And I was really amazed by the quality of it. I mean, I researched it. I saw the images and the videos from other people, you know, and I was like, oh my God, they look great. But when I took them personally and then I saw the results, I was like, okay, not bad at all. And I was playing with the settings, like the manual, the automatic, the filters. Yes, the camera does have filters. In fact, it has many filters. I used the one for selfie, landscape, portrait, black and white, fisheye. Yeah, those are the ones that I have used so far, but there are many other filters. And it was amazing. It was the right size. It wasn't heavy at all. It was so easy to handle, set up. I really do recommend it for someone who is just starting to take pictures, wants to, you know, who wants to grow. I think this is a good camera to start with. And you can definitely buy more lenses, but yeah, I would go with this one. I mean, I'm sure there are other amazing cameras as well. I mean, if there is one that's like this one, but a little bit less, you know, expensive, then go for that one. But this one so far has really exceeded my expectations for my first camera. And I'm so happy to be able to take it to Panama, which will be my next trip. I'm going to Pearl Islands with a few friends, and I'm really excited to be able to take pictures because, one, I have never been to Pearl Islands, and two, I haven't taken like island pictures with my camera as of yet, so I'm really excited to see how it will play out, how the pictures will come out, and we'll definitely tell you guys about that trip after April. Well, my trip is beginning of April, so after my trip. But yeah, so that is all. Thank you guys for listening, and if you definitely are still on the fence of which camera to get, do the research, ask friends, compare, just, and honestly, trust your gut. I did it with mine, and I'm very happy with my purchase. And that's all. Thank you guys for listening. See you guys on my next episode.